Medicine, the world's largest international organization dedicated to a broad and multifaceted field of sports medicine and exercise science, including physical activity in persons with disabilities. As CEO of ACSM, Jim has created and led many organizations, coalitions, collaboratives, and other initiatives that drive strategy and impact, including the Inclusive Fitness Coalition. He's a grad of the University of Alabama, where he earned degrees in organizational development and health policy.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for being here for this session. Hey, let me ask this first of all, get a gauge of the audience. How many of us are excited, committed, determined about the progress that lies ahead of us in this area? Do we have a sense of excitement? Yeah, that's what I thought. That is good. Lots going on, and this presentation that I'll make is really focused on what I think are opportunities and also indicators of what our success has been in the past to date. I've got really kind of two things to get across to you as we go forward here, and start with this quote from the advocate who is so powerful, Dan Wilkins, in regard to inclusion, that a community that excludes even one of its members is no community at all. That says a couple of things. Community is very, very powerful, and that community also has a very individual focus to it, and it has to have that. But let me tell you the two things that I think, you know, if you kind of get this, that there is, the slides are collateral to these two points. One is that American College of Sports Medicine, whether you're familiar or not, is a global leader in physical activity and health in these broad fields of sports medicine and exercise science. We have a profound commitment to the cause of persons with disabilities and doing things about it. The fact that an organization like ACSM, and we partner with the International Paralympic Committee and all kinds of things, has this fundamental commitment to the individual and to communities is very powerful. That's one. You know, it reminds me of the comment by Winston Churchill, who said, you know, this isn't the end kind of our journey or our effort. It isn't even the beginning of the end, but it certainly may be the end of the beginning. I think we're entering a new phase here that has arguably more opportunity for progress than perhaps at any other time before us. Very, very exciting. Very exciting indeed. So pathways to inclusive fitness communities. I'll try to be patient and let the graphics do their thing here. Are these things. Up at the top, you see the barriers to physical activity to make it more difficult for people, and the stairways to that. And then the elements of this being enable the environment, which obviously includes the environment within communities, and empower the individual. And if we do that and really focus on healthy, active lifestyles for all, those barriers certainly will come tumbling down, as just figuratively we saw before us. Well, the whole idea of creating healthy, inclusive communities is just that, you know, a comprehensive approach to communities. And so this is, and on these slides, some of these I'll just kind of say, here's what the key point is, because there's a lot of copy here. And things, and we will be posting this as well as other of the presentations from this panel following the conference. But street design, access to food, grocery stores, transportation, fitness centers, you name it. I mean, the comprehensive approach to creating healthy, inclusive communities. And that is going to be a central focus of the Inclusive Fitness Coalition that was founded in January of 2007. A collaborative, but co-founded by the National Center on Health, Physical Activity, and Disability and the American College of Sports Medicine. We launched that at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. My colleague Jim Rimmer is here. It seems like only yesterday, Jim, that we did that, but in some ways it certainly seems like a long time because of the progress, the time it takes to make progress. Well, what is the Inclusive Fitness Coalition? It's obviously trying to get organizations from a cross-section to really marry the world of not only fitness and physical activity with the communities of persons with disabilities, but really looking at other organizations that would have common interests. How progress is made these days is to expand the largest through co-benefits. If it's about this, it can be about that. To really create the largest consortium that you can, the largest community of common cause that you can. That certainly is what the Inclusive Fitness Coalition is about. obviously a profound statement of need in terms of where we are, the number of persons who report some type of disability, and the importance of their access to and maintaining health through any number of ways, but certainly through physical activity and the benefits that it can convey, and also their participation in these opportunities. There are key issues in the Inclusive Fitness Coalition: physical activity, chronic conditions, inclusion, health promotion, and accessibility. You know, it looks like, well, that's a lot, but these are all obviously very integrated with each other, and all achieve power from each other. The mission statement of the organization is pretty much as you might expect: to facilitate coordination of organizations to address this complex series of issues in regard to the participation of people with disabilities in physical activity, fitness, sports, and recreation. And again, the Inclusive Fitness Coalition is really kind of the next phase of it, is approaching on this community approach comprehensively, not one-off, with this health club or that grocery store or that housing or that walkable or enrolling community, but rather taking a comprehensive approach at it, comes right from that. This is this has a lot of information on it, but let me just comment on a few of these and the key words in these. What is going to be the call to action? What is the call to action of Inclusive Fitness Coalition? Certainly deals with policy, deals with education and training, healthcare provider relationships. As we all know, it's a very complex matter to be optimally successful in this, recognizing exceptional work, research and programs, and obviously the resources that are available to address all of these. That's a pretty comprehensive, pretty involved call to action, but our discovery of this is that you really do have to have all of these focuses at play, and then also supporting, has a separate chapter in the physical activity guidelines for Americans, very, very fundamentally important. One thing I should add in that regard is there's a lot of initiatives out there that are dealing now with physical activity and built environment and that sort of thing, and we are interjecting into all of those a fundamental focus in regard to persons with disabilities. And for example, there's an initiative called Everybody Walk, which we've insisted, Everybody Also Roll, Everybody Move. Let's make it very, very inclusive. There's a Design to Move initiative. There's all kinds of things that are occurring. We're making sure that that has this focus on persons with disabilities. Here's the framework for action, essentially one big vision in regard to creating a unified effort and then looking at the different dimensions of it: policy, health and fitness, inclusive play, veterans, and we have work groups for each one of these. We really are taking a very strategic approach to how do we organize to really address these things. This is a snapshot of our new website, or revised website, that all of this is to encourage you, by the way, becoming part of the Inclusive Fitness Coalition. We think it's a powerful platform, and we need your involvement. We need organizational involvement. We need individual involvement. Membership update: we're currently over 210 member organizations. We're pleased with that. In all kinds of sectors and focus, and that's what our approach is. There's the geographical distribution in the U.S. This is a global initiative. We have a participation from countries around the world. This is on the membership side, and again, this is me approaching you in regard to your respective organization, in regard to you as an individual. The price is right. It's free, not just for this conference, but every day it's free. We really do need you to be part of this because, you know, you will add to the capacity and our ability to be even more successful on your behalf and your respective organization's behalf. But it's for organizations and for individuals, so please consider that. There are membership benefits that at the national level and the local level, and again, lot of things here that you'll be able to see in the slides after the conference and when they're posted. But the point being, we're looking at all of these ways to create a collective voice toward this common cause together. Some coalition milestones. I'll talk a little bit about that we've created a certification for fitness professionals and physical activity specialists who would be working with persons with disabilities. As mentioned, the physical activity guidelines includes a chapter, ADA standards for accessible design, a Dear Colleague letter that came from the Office of Civil Rights providing important clarification, and ASTM specifications. Strategic Advisory Group for the Inclusive Fitness Coalition includes Jim Rimmer, as I indicated, and myself and others, a very powerful group that is building on the intellect and expertise and dedication of many, many individuals. There are current work groups, and I'll just comment on these, that these are dedicated to the four areas that indicated in regard to the ASP policy, health, fitness, inclusive play, and veterans. The health of people with disabilities obviously is fundamentally important. Poor health is an epidemic in regard to people in general, and certainly among persons with disabilities in particular. And most professionals really have little training in dealing with this. Sometimes it isn't even on the radar screen of organizations that are tout that they're inclusive and that they try to have these comprehensive approaches. And part of what we're doing is trying to ensure that that is in case. That is the case. If it is in place, we applaud it. If it's not, we work to try to ensure that it does by having them become part of this, of the IFC or otherwise. I'll go over this real quickly, a little bit of more information on the fitness trainer, bridging the gap of the world of disabilities and also the world of fitness. And it has a variety of things. It's very methodically built in regard to creating what the requirements are, prerequisites are for it, and the exam itself kind of followed a template where it was recognized what does an individual actually need to know and how do we make that happen. Another area, the inclusive athletics at school, which I mentioned, the Office of Civil Rights issuing a clarifying letter that really says, here's what you should have been doing anyway already, and really putting some emphasis behind it. Obviously, there's a legal framework aspect of this in regard to Rehab Act regulations and the Office of Civil Rights letter. Our next steps in this is really to define policies for individualized assessment, and as you see, there's lots of things going on in other areas, NCAA subcommittee, lots of things occurring, also an NCAA think tank on inclusion that just recently met. There's recent events and next steps. We had a webinar recently, and we're going to be looking at having conference calls and really engaging the individuals in the organizations that are part of the coalition. And let me close here with thanking you and also encouraging you to consider becoming a part of the Inclusive Fitness Coalition. Great. Thank you all.